Yes. Good evening, dear listeners. Good evening. Followers of Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. This is your business platform where we discuss business matters. You are listening to David Shombe. I'm together with, these days I'm not working alone. I'm with all my colleagues who are doing or more interested in things related to business, finance, and also upgrading the economy. They are going to introduce themselves before we continue with the program of the day. Yes, guys, how are you?
My name is Hileni Inane.
Yeah.
And I come from the window.
Yes.
And I'm in grade 5.
Ah, please, man. Yes.
Good afternoon. My name is Zafia Basor.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Zafia. Thank you, Hileni Inane. And we are continuing with the program as usual. And for those of you who are coming on the program for the first time, for those of you who are listening to us for the first time, just know that Business and Economic Segment is the platform where you have to listen to, particularly when you are, I don't want to say a strategic thinker, but somebody who look ahead, particularly when it's come to investment, when it's come to businesses, when it's coming to opportunities, and also when it's coming to critical discussion related to financial policy issues and also international policy issues which are affecting the Namibian economy. We are also looking at the areas of upgrading our economy, areas of industrialization, areas of value addition, and also, all factors which affect economic actors and economic movers. We look at farmers, we look at SME developers, and everything related to finance, and also how to move the country ahead. And the aim of the program, like we are always saying, after every deep conversation, we are always going to give you an opportunity to engage us in the studio so that you can, give your constructive criticism, because we are always saying the aim of the program is not only to facilitate, but to learn from one another, and also to upgrade, our institution in the country. Yes.
If you're joining us for the first time today here on Eagle FM,
okay. Yeah, just a few seconds.
We are paying our bills.
Yeah.
Statistics show that more than 12,000 road accidents were recorded in Namibia last year. Therefore, I believe zero is the only acceptable number of accidents on our roads this Easter. It is not impossible. Be responsible, do the right thing, and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one...
Excuse me. So if you're new to Eagle FM, welcome, and I hope you continue joining us every day from now onwards, but important things first. So we offer a couple of services here at Eagle FM, which is live streaming services, live broadcasting services, adverts or advertising, like just the one you heard right now. So you can always come here and you market your product with us just to make sure a bigger number of people are able to, reach your product or are aware of your product, not just within Namibia, outside of Namibia, outside the borders of Africa, because our Eagle FM app is, I can just call it magical. Everyone can be listening to you from anywhere in the world. And I mean anywhere at all. So with our Eagle FM app, it enables you to listen to our live broadcasting. It enables you to listen to previous broadcasts. And it also enables you to keep yourself updated with stories that are happening within and outside of the borders of Namibia, which means everything that is happening will always be on our Eagle FM app. We have adverts on there. We also share important information with you guys. For instance, we come here and we speak a lot about holding the government accountable, holding the people in positions accountable. Like currently, the implementation manifesto is on there. If you guys want to know what is going to be implemented, how it's going to be implemented, how much money people wish to implement to which sector. If that's information you're interested in, you could just go there and you will be able to peruse through the document yourself and get yourself informed so that you can join conversations such as this one. We also have our other social media platforms, which is Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, X, and our WhatsApp channel. So to keep yourself up to date with everything that we put out there, just do follow us on all our social media platforms. And for our weekly paper, for our weekly e-paper, just so you know, it is coming out tomorrow. So if you're subscribed, you can expect our e-paper tomorrow. For those of you that are not subscribed, do send us your name and we will add you to our billing list. The number is 081-200-4144. The number is 081-200-4144, and we will be able to add you to our billing list and you will know about everything that is released in the newspaper. Not newspaper, guys, because it's not physical paper. But you get me, Moss.
E-paper.
Yes, that one, in the e-paper. And yeah, that are just some of the services we offer here at Eagle FM. So if you have further questions, if you have further queries, you can call our office number on 083-888-400, and we will be able to answer all your questions related to marketing, related to giving you the best platform to advertise your product, and perhaps just information, or maybe you just want to be such a darling and share news with us, news that we may not be aware of, things that may be happening in your region and we are really just not aware. So you could always just send us a message on that number or call us on that office number. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, let's jump into BES or not.
Yes. Zafia, are you there?
I am here. So yes. I guess our listeners are probably wondering what's it going to be today.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and just, you know, after a very short commercial break, then we are going to start with Zafia just to introduce us to the topic of today. Then we can jump into it.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Mukungule kwa tuko maikuto amina apiri kwa mavchaziva. Muvere kusema app atoloka sinchavu kamso, zakale riferire, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba rifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la rifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulimusie mba santo ye mwietuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya rifera matasa app ilini, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwira mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasfera sesfa app ya imba, kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, simane kakarunga, Africans, nizengwi zengata. Muluri zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si eke zwefa mkoloko walifera za imba, va 081-235-8063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalite.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Si wanasha Namibia, kamberera omwa karunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwa nima yesiga, endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joye mwene kongodhi yoye yopeke.
So today we are going to tap into industrialization. What does it take to build industries in Namibia? Namibia is slowly progressing. Initiatives such as HALRON demonstrate.
I don't
know. there's a tongue twist. Okay. That industrialization is no longer merely a dream. Through green enterprise, domestic manufacturing, and innovative collaborations, the future is being constructed right here in our country.
Yeah. Yes. While we are there, it's a question to everybody. It's a question to every Namibian to say, what does it take to build industries? Namibia is a country which has been into existence for a very long time, but we got independence after, 35 years. And from the beginning of the independence of Namibia, we have read speeches, we have seen different change of administration, different governments coming up with their new plans. And at the center of all those, leaders, it was industrialization. Let us make Namibia an industrialized country and a competitive country. But the question that we are asking ourselves is that how many industries did we build in Namibia? That is the question that we need to ask ourselves. If we have friends like China, we have friends like South Africa, are we able to say for the past 35 years there is a tangible thing that we are going to do? Why are we asking ourselves this question? And maybe to our listeners who are there, let us ask ourselves these questions. Let us debate about the issue. Let us see where are we standing in terms of industrialization. Where are we standing? Because that was at the center of our priorities. Are we investing in industries? And what are industries that we have? Are we able to manufacture something? Because to our dear listeners, this question is based on recently officially opened industry of building or manufacturing iron, or manufacturing steel, for the first time in Namibian history, to have value added to a product, and it's a finished product which can be sold internationally. That is the first thing. The question that we need to ask ourselves: if this industry was built for only four years, within them, the range of 4 years, how many industries did we build, and how long does it take to build industries? Mm-hmm. And do we have that capacity? Maybe that is where we need to start. Asking ourselves that question.
Definitely, David. We will get to answering the questions.
Yeah.
You and I will do the asking, and other people will will answer the questions because they are in higher positions and they always the answers.
Yeah.
But then, in industrialization, in a nutshell, is the process by which a country transforms its economy from primarily agricultural and manual labor based to one dominated by industry and machine based manufacturing. So it usually involves development of factories and industrial plants for large scale production of goods.
Yeah.
It also involves technological innovation and mechanization to increase productivity, things like robots, but we are not ready for that conversation. Okay. Urbanization. Because as people move from rural areas to towns and cities for more jobs, increased employment opportunities in sectors such as manufacturing, mining, construction, and energy, because doesn't necessarily have to be robots, okay, because we need the jobs, but it can be technological innovations that requires human to sit there and supervise and make sure that machinery is working and production is happening. And in essence, all those things are supposed to contribute to our economy. All those things are supposed to contribute to the productivity of Namibia. But like you posed the question, where is Namibia in terms of industrialization? Where is Namibia in terms of production, in terms of manufacturing, in terms of, fulfilling this hopes and these aspirations and those things that we have been hearing for the longest time. Some initiatives were born, they died sudden deaths. Others are surviving. But I think there's a problem. There's a Namibian problem.
Yeah, I think, when you spoke about simplified definition of industrialization, mm-hmm. you mentioned a lot of areas. You know, one thing that is at the center of industrialization is transport system. When you compare how Namibia was from 1990 to 2025, did we ever change in terms of transport system? Let us look at our railway industry. Compare it to South Africa, compare it to China. People are now using bullet trains. People are using trains which can be used by commuters from if you have to travel from Rehoboth to Windhoek.
Yes.
Compare it to other countries. But look, go to Transnamib. Look at the train system that we are using now. Is that old system that cannot even boost the transportation industry? And it's only for transporting of certain goods, not even people.
No, and for those that even attempt to transport people, I once took a train out of Kiria City.
Yeah.
From Tsomeb, from Ondangwa to Tsomeb.
Yeah.
Yeri father here make another. That is the day I learned patience.
Yeah. You see?
It took the whole day.
Yeah.
And it didn't have to. Like, at the rate we are growing, at the rate Namibia is growing,
yeah,
things should be able to move. Like, you cannot sit in a train between Ondangwa and Tsumeb for the whole day. Now, imagine if I wanted to get to Ludrets.
No, it will take you 1 week. Because you are taking yourself, it's like you... Can I take the call? Annie?
Yeah.
Yes, hello?
Yes, good afternoon.
Afternoon, sir. Evening.
Good evening.
Yeah?
Let me be a caller.
Okay.
Yes. So you are talking about whether or not it is possible to build industries.
Yeah. How long does it take to build industries?
Well, the length cannot be measured when it comes to, should not be limited to time.
Okay.
I think it should be limited to the capacity in terms of innovation, the innovative power that a certain nation has.
Okay.
That is what drives industries, not really about time.
Mm-hmm.
In as much as time also plays a role, but what plays more role is the capacity.
Okay.
Of innovation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just before you go to your point, why are you excluding time as time is something that we are using to measure the work that we are doing? What do you mean?
No, we can't be. We can look. Not everything is limited to time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, time is very important.
Okay.
Yeah, in any given. Livelihood, time is a drive of life, but not every aspect of life, like what we are talking about, industrialization, is not entirely limited to time.
Okay.
I would say it is limited to the capacity, to the innovative capacity that the country has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if you look at countries like Estonia,
yeah,
they were also independent. They also got independence in 1990.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Estonia, as far as industries are concerned, Estonia is far ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
They have digitized almost every aspect of their day-to-day life.
Okay.
Yeah, but they just, got independent in 1990. Also, a lot of countries that got independent in 1991 and so forth.
Yeah, maybe just to enlighten us, what could be the contributing factors to countries like Estonia and other developed countries who got independent at the same time as Namibia? What did they do right?
I think people were given much freedom to innovate.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom in a sense that the government incentivized certain, areas that they deemed to be key to their development.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, in Germany, for example, or let me just give you an example of the entire Europe.
Yeah.
How they evolved in terms of industrialization in the 18th and 17th century,
yeah,
respectively. These guys were just trying. They were just trying things. It was just trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
But they were given much freedom to try and error. The freedom that we don't have. And this is not just a government issue. It's a societal mentality issue. That we just want to try to do something and it works.
When you say the freedom you don't have, can you elaborate a bit on that, as in you don't have how the government is not allowing for that freedom, or the general public, which kind of does not have a say in a lot of things? I want to understand the concept of not having that freedom.
Okay, let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
That will make you understand. You know, when the Chinese started manufacturing, the Chinese government gave people freedom to do low-cost technology, you know, and to sell. That you can come up with something as long as it works. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really need to be that, you know, top, you know, item. But let it just work. You know, you start somewhere, and somebody starts you. It gives you that freedom that, okay, if I make a machine,
yeah,
and it works today and tomorrow it stops working,
mm-hmm,
somebody will not take me to court that I sold them a fake thing.
Okay, now let me also ask regarding the timing. I want to understand that there's something that, although you are against the use of time to measure the advancement in terms of industrialization, I want to understand that there's something that Namibia is not doing right, particularly when it's coming to prioritization of industrialization. I'm saying this because when I have to go and witness what have been established just in the span of 4 years, a fully industrialized plant, it means that if there was a will beforehand, we could have been somewhere far. Now, maybe from your point, what is that thing that Namibia is not doing well, apart from now preaching to say we want our country to advance?
Yeah, you see, you are saying well when you are talking about the will.
Yeah.
And that's what brings us back to my argument of saying we should first have the capacity to innovate.
As a country, or we can also borrow?
As a country, and if where possible, we can borrow. I mean, the Silicon Valley is made up by people whose blood are foreign nationals.
Mm-hmm.
But today you have the Silicon Valley, that is the world's leading tech hub.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have problems with identifying talent and putting it to right use.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you an example of two people in Namibia that attempted to do something that was notable.
Okay, okay.
One person attempted to make a plane that was like a concept of a plane.
Okay.
And the other person came up with a concept of a phone that could call without airtime.
And where are these people now?
Can remember.
No, I can remember. I'm just curious. Where are they now? Were they supported, yeah, or their ideas were shut down?
That is what we are talking about. Because it seems that there is no gravity to support these people, to pull them from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
The only gravity that can pull you down. We don't now know where is that gravity, whether it is in the government offices or but we in Namibia, we have that gravity that once you are trying to rise, going up there,
yeah,
you will be pulled down immediately. So whether it is by design or it is unfortunate circumstances, we don't know. But now, look, if we could have taken that person and just give him some technical know-how.
Yeah.
And we could say, maybe that phone that could call without credit, since we are living in a capitalist mentality, we don't want to lose customers, should it be on market. Why don't we give it to the police? Or why don't we manufacture it and give it to the army? You know, why don't we make a military device? In that way that the military can use it for communication, or maybe from the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
It can be used from one hospital to the other. And that could reduce cost, because if you know how many ministries owe telephone bills,
yeah,
and electricity bills.
Yeah.
Yeah? But somebody who is a technocrat in the government, who is not thinking ahead, will shoot down the idea of this person, making it to look primitive, that this is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, if, for example, that person who came up with is having a concept of a plane, would just be, given some technical know-how, by this time we could have had our own, maybe, bus made in Namibia, our own, maybe train system.
Yes, let me give you 3 minutes, but I want to ask you one thing. Let's go back to where we started, because I've been around for a few years, but I don't want to grow old without seeing at least different changes in terms of industrialization in Namibia. What is your best advice to, not really to say, what is your best advice to accelerate, or maybe to reach some of our goals that Namibia had, or that Namibia have, to industrialize, either from transport system, from engineering, from communication, like we were talking about phones? What is the best advice? It can be a general advice, can be government, can be, individual innovators and business people, just to move our country forward from inside.
No, we also need to admit,
yeah,
one more thing that we always take for granted.
Yeah.
When you look at Namibia, and you look at countries that were independent before us,
yeah,
Namibia is far away doing better.
Mm.
And we take this for granted. You see, look at the whole map of for example, SADC.
Yeah,
Namibia is one of the countries that has the most industrialized banking system in Africa.
But they don't own anything.
No, wait. So we are talking about industrialization. The most highly industrialized sector in Africa. In fact, according to some arguments that there was a program on Al Jazeera that people were talking about, and they were even saying that Africa is surpassing Europe when it comes to the banking industry. Their banking sector is doing way better. Now, whether we own or we don't own, that is already a path that is laid out,
mm-hmm,
for an individual Namibian,
mm-hmm,
to innovate further.
Okay.
And also come on board.
Okay.
The problem with us is that we are waiting for somebody,
yeah,
to tell us what to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much for the contribution.
Thank you very much.
Mm.
Yeah, Zafia. Okay. It's always good to get the challenge and also to go back and rethink.
Yes.
What we are talking about. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, when you speak about the industrialization,
yeah,
in the banking sector,
yeah,
I am not an expert in it,
yeah,
but I know where Namibia stand in it.
Yeah.
I've read up here and there about it, and I've heard stories about it.
Yeah.
But for me, it comes as precautionary measures from the people that own the banks.
Yeah.
From the people that own these systems, because obviously these people, if you look at banks,
yeah,
I think... I'm not sure if it was a yearly achievement or if it was a six-month achievement, but there's a certain bank in this Namibia that made a billion.
No, it's FNB, we know.
No.
FNB also made.
A blue bank also made.
Okay.
So if you look at those profits, what does it tell you? Someone needs to protect their money.
Mm-hmm.
And what best way to protect their money than bringing you the best best technology that they can use, a system that they can monitor, a system that is traceable, a system that keeps everything up there. And you know when those things were mentioned of industrialization in this space, it leaves questions such as something Zafia and I spoke about before this conversation came here. And it was a question of why, if we can have automated everything with our banks, why don't we have that with the law enforcement area? Why does the police not? Because clearly it's something that can be done, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Clearly it's possible. So why is it not being moved to sectors that actually really need it, to sectors that actually need to keep track of certain things so that as a Namibia you can progress, so that there is a lot of safety. Even today I was listening to maiden speeches there in Parliament. It's safety. Safety left, safety
right,
safety backward, safety. You know, even from the from the front, they are preaching safety. But then you look at all these measures that are put in places for certain things to progress. And then certain things could use those same measures. You know, just to go online, just to have a tracking system, a record, something that keeps track of when, you know, I need to be able to call the police.
Yeah.
And someone needs to be able to know that I called at 5 and they came to my rescue 10 hours later after the burglars already broke in. And
no, I think you're absolutely right to say when we talk about industrialization, I want to disagree, because now I have a power of time in the mic. I want to disagree with the caller, because I want to say, if you are talking about industrialization, if you are talking about the system, like we talk about banking system, who is this industrialized sector benefiting? Because industrialization must be also looked as like development.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just have industries when people are suffering, because the reason we are industrializing is to make the life of a person better. But when you look at Namibia, yes, there are things that we are not really taking them for granted. We are just holding people who are in charge accountable to say, no, thank you for that, but you could have done better. Thank you for that, but you could have done better. But how
in
many?
In fact, you can still do better.
Yeah, you can still do better. And that is, you cannot, they say you cannot praise a bed for what? For frying. Or maybe, or maybe a fish for swimming. But we are supposed to be somewhere far.
Yeah.
Let's go to.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before. Like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital.
Welcome back. We are talking about industrialization. How long does it take to industrialize? Which sector need priorities in terms of industrialization? We're in the studio with my colleagues, Hileni Inane and Zafia Basson. Zafia, what is your take on this?
I share the same sentiments as Hileni, but we speak a lot, the guys. It's not that we speak a lot. That's why we're constantly tapping into each other's minds.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm still trying to understand. Mm. Or maybe it's the comprehension is not there. Mm. Né?
Yeah.
But someone that knows out there can maybe correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
The banks have done excellent
Yeah.
about, you know, digitalization.
Mm.
And as we are also, I mean, the Ministry of ICT also said we are striving towards a digitalization economy, you know?
Good words.
So why are we not digitalizing our safety and security? I mean, simple thing, code of conduct. Why can't I apply for it online?
Mm.
You know, there's biometrics.
Yeah.
They can actually see who I am and stuff like that. There's systems. I mean, there is systems. I think our government should just also do their research.
Yeah.
And I mean, our lawmakers are now on it and they are now in hot seats and they are new. And let's discuss how can we make, you know, start with one thing and finish it.
That's the problem that we have in Namibia.
Now we are tapping into many things.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if this, I mean, it could even eliminate the thing of dockets getting lost, because that is also a horror in Namibia.
You are right. You know, safety and security, if you can have e-governance, why can't you have e-policing? Why can't you have, digitalized policing? Because if people can use technology for their private advantages, but if you want to use it for public sector accomplishing what they are doing, I think it's a bit difficult. Why can't we invest in that? Why do we have police officers who are still struggling to use basic tech, basic tracking devices? Do you know how many of them can do that? It's only few. It was supposed to be a basic thing to every police officer to say, no, I'm able to understand this basic technology. I'm able to use CCTV camera, because you can't have a specialist in CCTV camera. Those are basic things. A kid in China, that is not something that you need to attend school for. Operating a CCTV camera is not something that you're supposed to be trained
not
for.
Not even operating, reviewing.
You know, I don't want to touch this thing, but I maybe...
No, you must.
And I'll probably get shot for this.
Yeah.
No, our education system. We spoke the other day about our education system.
Yeah.
And when I say education system, I'm not attacking the Ministry of Education. Please, guys. Yeah. I'm literally just stepping into it.
Yeah.
And education is basically everyone's problem or everyone's...
That is where everything
begins. That is where everything starts.
Yeah.
Industrialization,
Exactly. I literally watched a video on what children are exposed to, like literally learning in kindergarten in China.
Yeah.
We constantly say, but they are first world countries and stuff. But how long are we going to sing that song? You understand? Is it like a way of saying we cannot do it? They are learning woodwork at school. Yeah. I'm not saying, it's. You can't just tell me that it's just limited to our tech schools or our RTAs and vocational training centers.
Yeah.
If a child, anybody at some stage in your life need to know how to do woodwork.
Yeah.
I mean, I also fix things at home.
Yeah.
You need to know.
The basics.
The basics. Gardening. It can help all of us. You know, blood, tomato.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We all need to eat.
Yeah.
So there's basic things that we can start learning at school. And literally, there's things that we can actually get away with, because does everything need to be learned, like we're currently learning, that's benefiting us?
But as in kindergarten, you're just singing Baba Black Sheep. You don't even know. But, you know, and you're also asking yourself to say, maybe it's also the right time for those... for educators or maybe policymakers in education sector to make sure that, let us review, what are we teaching our kids? What are we teaching our kids? What do you want from them? Because if you have a capacity to hire an engineer from German who is same qualification somebody who studied at NUST, but this guy is more advanced in terms of doing things, not really because of the university education, it's because of how he was brought up. When he was young, the upgrading of this person. Yeah, that's why I think it's high time now. Then we go back and look at what is the foundation of education doing to our kids.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Like right now, ne?
Yeah, yeah.
The children that are growing up is digital children.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You cannot tell me that teachers, we should really get away with the blackboard. Like literally, there are still schools that teach children on the blackboard.
Yeah.
And this child is actually not understanding this, because when he gets home, it's just digital. Everything is digital. Now he gets to school, he goes back to 1947.
but you must also not move very fast, because not everyone has the same understanding. There's always those ones who are going to fall behind. Maybe you need to explain a bit of it. But yeah, you don't need to go back to 1947.
No, you know Zafia has a point.
Yeah.
But I want to counter it in certain cases.
Just disagree.
No, I love it. Constructive.
No, she's diplomatic.
No, I love it.
Okay.
Please, Eleni.
I'm countering it to a certain extent because,
of
course, like with digitalization, in Namibia, it's centered around certain areas.
Yeah.
It's not everywhere. It's not something that is everywhere in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we see this every day. We know of villages with 2-3 schools that don't have access to internet, that don't have access to network.
Yeah.
These kids, even if you give the phone like this, they will ask you, "Auntie, what should I do?" They don't know where to start.
So,
when the conversation of education then comes up,
mm.
I believe everyone should be getting the same quality of education.
Perhaps
we need to start with getting the resources to everyone so that everyone can be on the bus before people start moving. Because it does not help that you in Windhoek are pushing for kids to learn everything, you know, do away with the blackboards, and then they are well advanced, and then they go ahead in life. And later on, this is how you are sitting with these kids will now most obviously end up at UNAM.
Yeah,
UNAM is our client, right? Yes.
Yeah.
At UNAM, and the other ones will end up at vocational training centers.
Yeah.
And there's something we touched on yesterday when we were dissecting Fanny's speech.
Yeah.
You know, she mentioned the comparison, and she was like, for as long as we continue to regard one as better than the latter.
Yeah.
It's already a problem, because already from the way the education system would be set up, it would mean that these people are not equals in learning. These people are not getting the same, they are not getting the same education.
Yeah.
So it would be like the same way now. You expect Namibians to be as capacitated as Chinese people are, while you and I were busy dissecting and learning body parts of locusts, other people.
The point I still don't understand yet for the locust.
Up to now, honestly, up to now, I don't even know. I don't even know the difference between the locust and the grasshopper. I don't even know which one is which. And I wasted all my time there.
It's like comparing a Namibian child to a well-capacitated Chinese child that has been playing chess, building games, doing working on tech-related things from a get-go. So I think first we need to equalize the footing for the Namibian child so that the education can be the same, and so that these kids, even when they meet outside of their schools, the goal is the same. Because now that child in Ohaingo village, that child is studying hard to bring technology to the village, to bring this type of industrialization, now running away from me. I've used it so many times. This person is working hard to bring this to their village.
Yeah.
And now the one in Windhoek is working harder to make green hydrogen work.
Now, are you saying we must wait? Why can't we just play with what we have?
You need to find a way to get everyone. To equalize everyone. Because like now, I'm not going to mention the names and the words, but even now, even with the green hydrogen project, you can tell that there's still a conversation about the nuclear power plant. Your conversation is that of let Namibia start one, complete it, see how progressive it becomes, see the outcomes of it, and then you can start another one. But you see the differences that I'm talking about, because everyone is stepping into something different.
Yeah.
And this is why when it comes to my tongue is not having it.
Industrialization, whatever the word is.
I've abused it.
Yeah, okay.
So when it comes to industrialization.
Just the last one, huh?
Yeah.
I totally understand what Eleni says, huh?
Yeah.
But I don't think, I understand we need to get them on board. But what are we doing to get them on board?
Yeah,
understand?
Yeah,
I'm talking about now the North.
Yeah.
And the Deep South, you know?
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
not also forget the Deep South.
Yeah.
And the East.
Yeah, the
let's
Deep
not,
East
the Deep East.
Yeah.
And the Deep West. Let's not forget all those
the
parts,
outskirts
the
of
outskirts
the
of the country.
Yeah.
We keep on saying they're not on board.
Yeah.
But what is our government doing to get them on board? Because how long are we going to use that excuse?
Yeah.
We keep on saying an inclusive Namibia.
No, you know. I think you guys are right, and I also have a different perspective. However, because due to time, I just want to continue asking the question to say, how long does it take? Because I want to see the country which I was promised that 20 years ago.
It doesn't take long.
No. Yeah, it doesn't take long. Why do German investors, with Chinese investors, with Namibian engineers at the center of that thing? And I was very impressed to see young Namibian engineers who were not just, it's not hand hanger. How do you call it in Afrikaans? When an assistant, when somebody's building, how do you call that person? And you know, a builder.
Yeah.
There's also an assistant there who is not qualified.
The one that's throwing the
The handlanger.
We put it in Oshawamo to say hand hanger. Yeah, you know, they were not that. Those guys took part in the designing of the plant, which means that Namibian can do it. It's only a matter of maybe interest in investing. Because there's a guy by the name Kevin, he's a young engineer. He was part of the designing, the planning, and the construction. Then he know how things are operating, and he was at the center of everything. But it only took 4 years. But look at our manufacturing industry, clothing industry. Where are we standing?
Ramatex died a sudden death.
No, he just died on the chair. Then what do we have now?
You know, in Oshawamba they would say Ramatex went to sleep and did not wake up.
But are we moving? But there are questions that we need to ask ourselves to say, how long does it take and what do we need? Maybe look at the capacity that we have.
I believe capacity is there. It's a matter of priorities and who it benefits the most. And, you know, you and I will have conversations here.
Yeah.
And frustrated listeners at home
will listen.
And they will listen and they're like, she's right, he's right.
Yeah.
No, this, they could have said this better. But those are conversations we'll continue to have. Those are narratives we'll continue to drive. But at the end of the day, when it comes to policy making,
yeah,
I am not sitting at that table. Yes, I see what is going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wish something could be done better. But at the end of the day, the power to roll the dice is not in my hands. And I don't know what the person rolling the dice wants. Some of them, if they want their six, they will get their six. At the expense of your 1 to 5 before you even had the 1 to 5.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of priorities to me. It's about everyone. And I think that is my problem with all governments that have come before this one. Everyone wants to put a certain shine on themselves.
This one look
good. There is no continuation of projects.
This one look good.
Eh?
This one look good.
You're playing like a soccer match, no?
There is no continuation of where the last person left off. And even today, someone mentioned it in parliament and they said, yes, I know I was part of the 7th house, but this is a new house with its new things. Because I think that is where our problem before Tatena Lumanda in Uncle Fly beats me. Yes. So let me just finish up.
Yeah.
So the problem comes with continuation. One person starts a project, they are unable to complete it before they go out of office, and the next person to come in office does not continue this project.
Not part of it.
Does not fulfill this Namibian dream. They start their own Namibian dream, also does not fulfill it, and the cycle keeps repeating itself.
Then we are never going to move forward. Zafia, 1 second.
My last words is, let's just start to do something, work. I know we can only do so much, right?
Yeah.
But let's start with something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's start with something. And dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to us. We are going to leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fly and also Nalovanda with the Amtumwa program. And yeah, until next time, see you.
Adios.
Yes.
Adios.